This is the Physical Activity Researcher Podcast, a podcast for researchers of sedentary behavior, physical activity, and sports. Join for a relaxed dialogue about research design, practicalities, and, well, anything related to research. Learn from your fellow researchers useful and relevant information that does not fit into formal content and limited space of scientific publications. And here is your host, researcher and entrepreneur, Ollie Tikkanen.
Welcome, everyone. In this episode, we are discussing Global Matrix Initiative as a unique worldwide project on surveillance of physical activity indicators. And we have a brilliant guest for this episode. Our guest is working as an associate professor in University of Palo de la Vida. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome our guest, Professor Javier Brazzo Sayavera. Welcome, Javier.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here with you.
Yeah, so maybe you can tell in the beginning a little bit of your academic journey, and maybe you can correct my pronunciation of the university and your name.
Well, it is somehow difficult for orange people just to pronounce correctly. Also, something that it's difficult for me with when I speak in another language or with another colleague from other universities. So thanks again. And well, I started at the University of Extremadura, which is a region in the southwest of Spain, just in the border with Portugal. And I did my undergraduate and also my PhD studies there. Well, I wanted just to go ahead and promote. And it was difficult because after the financial crisis, it was a difficult period for Europe and especially for Spain. And then, well, I was somehow in a good situation because I was working in a sport federation and also teaching at the university. So this was somehow ideal for me at that time. Then it appeared an opportunity in Uruguay, in South America. And then I thought it would be great just to have the opportunity and then to face the challenges that will appear with this position. Then I moved to Uruguay. So it was in 2017. And I left somehow because, well, there our field is incipient and they need more doctors. They are training more doctors. And at that time, I had the opportunity to create new things. I started with a research group and trying to develop some projects. As I did something related to exercise physiology in the past, so I tried just to continue in that field, but it was quite difficult. And I had experience training, also doing research with children and adolescents. Then I identified the Global Matrix Initiative when I was in Uruguay. It was the third edition. And I proposed the people working with me there just to try to create the report card. We'll speak about this later. And we went ahead and we decided just to enroll in this project. After this, all of us, we know the pandemic appeared in our lives. And then some changes also were related with my life. And finally, I came back to Spain. And I joined the University Pablo de la Vida, which is in Seville, Spain. And I continued also working with the Global Matrix 4.0, which was started before I left Uruguay. And also related with the Active Healthy Kids Global Alliance, which is the organization behind the Global Matrix or organizing the Global Matrix.
Yeah, so I think probably many of our listeners know something about the Global Matrix Initiative, but maybe you can give an overview, especially for people who don't know anything about it. So what is it? What is the main goal and what is being being done in it?
Yeah, well, all of us, we know the prevalence of physical activity is low, or better said, insufficient physical activity or physical inactivity. Sometimes we can see in some documents, then it's a problem, not only because of the direct problems it generates at that age, also the habits for the rest of the life, as well as it's the starting episode for non-communicative disease. And then there's a long tradition of research in pediatric health and physical activity and sedentary behavior in Canada, as all of us know. Then there, Professor Mark Tremblay was involved in creating report card. These are documents summarizing evidence and trying to be knowledge transfer tool for decision makers and other interested people, just to know what is the most updated information on that. Then they continue publishing and producing these report cards in Canada several years until 2014 was the launch, but they started before enrolling some countries for the Global Metrics 1.0, which was the first edition. Well, they proposed the methodology to other countries, and 15 countries enrolled in the first edition. So it is important to know this story and how it continued, just to understand the point we are now. And also, in addition to that, the Global Metrics grew up at that time, because in the second edition, there were 38 countries. So a big increase in size. And after this was in 2016, after this, the group of people related with management of the project decided just to create the Acti Healthy Kids Global Alliance. The Acti Healthy Kids Global Alliance is a nonprofit organization based in Canada, whose president is Professor Mark Tremblay. And then we can understand that the aim and mission of this alliance, of this organization, is to get kids moving for health. Yes, for health. And then this is connecting with the previous idea of lack of physical activity or high prevalence of physical inactivity, right? And after this, so as organization, we had some challenges to face also. And the Global Metrics 3.0 started. And then, as I told before, I enrolled Uruguay at that time. And we were the last country, so we were just there in the limit of the deadline. And we created our first report card in Uruguay, and the Global Metrics continued developing. In 2018 was the launch in Adelaide, Australia, with 49 countries from different parts of the world. So, and finally, the last edition, the fourth edition, was launched in Abu Dhabi, also in partnership with ISPA. We were 57 jurisdiction and territories, because this is the first time when some regions, especially in Spain, were involved in the project. So finally, just to summarize, Global Metrics is a product of the Acti Healthy Kids Global Alliance. Previously, they had developed, because I told before, the organization came later than the report cards and the Global Metrics, but it is its product and tries to summarize the most updated and the higher quality evidence on physical activity related indicators. We will speak about that later Sure. And then we create this report card, which is, I mentioned, it's a tool for decision makers, but also we provide with scientific evidence. So we write also papers, scientific papers, and we disseminate in different ways. This is one, this podcast, for example. Also in conferences, also with governments, workshops, webinars, and etc.
So basically, do I understand correctly that it's basically a standard way of presenting, reporting physical activity in children, adolescents of different countries?
Yeah, it allows us just to compare countries in one indicator, for example, overall physical activity. Then, as we have an harmonized process and grading rubric, so then we can compare all the countries involved in the initiative at the same time. And also, we can compare the different indicators in one country. So then we can know which is the best indicator for that country or the group of indicators, and which are the worst ones.
And when you say a report card, is it that every country who participates makes one card in each edition? So basically in the first edition, there was 15 countries, so there was 15 report cards.
Yeah, well, actually, some countries, they create report cards annually. So, but the commitment with the project, with the initiative, is just to create at least one report card for the period.
Yeah.
Imagine for countries like Canada, they have enough evidence every year just to report evidence or to summarize evidence every year. But for countries like Uruguay, with a physical activity survey every several years, 2, 3, 4, et cetera, or other countries, or with publications, a few number of publications every year. It's difficult just to create a report card because probably results or grades will be the same. And it doesn't make sense just to, with this frequency.
This podcast is sponsored by Fibion, a research device that has been shown to be valid in tracking sitting, standing, physical activity, and energy expenditure. Furthermore, Fibion has been shown to be valid categorizing physical activity into light, moderate, and vigorous intensity. In addition to scientific accuracy, Fibion provides automatically produced and easy-to-understand reports for research participants. Get scientific validation and learn more about Fibion at fibion.com/research. Fibion, from researchers to researchers.
Yeah. So if we go then to the methods, so how is the report card created? How are these things measured? And maybe giving a little bit evolution from the first edition to 4.0, which is the current version.
Yeah, well, the core thing of the report cards are the indicators and the methodology followed by to report grades. So then this is somehow the fixed part. And then you have the indicators of physical activity, so overall physical activity, organized physical activity and sport participation, active play, active transportation, sedentary behavior. These are the behaviors. Also, physical fitness, which is an outcome, we'll say. We have a source of influence based on the socio-ecological model. One of them is family and peers. Another one is environment and community. Another one is school. And the final one is government or public policies, right? Then these 10 indicators are the core thing, and we need to report these indicators. And we have grading rubric just to have some percentages. So the difficulty is just to compare different methodologies. I mean, for example, self-report physical activity, it is not the same as device-based physical activity. But with this methodology, we can get a grade A, B, C, D, for example, and then we can say that both countries have the same grade. This means they don't have the same prevalence, but they have the same problem or not. So, and it is good just to understand some successful initiatives in other countries that works, and it could be good to be implemented in other countries, right? It's the way to compare. So we use the same methodology in terms of creating the grades or reporting the grades and so on. We have also an incomplete grade when we don't have enough information or we don't have information about one indicator. And this is to identify a gap. And so I remember, for example, in my case in Uruguay, first time I thought, well, maybe we have a lot of indicators without information. This will be a problem. So reporting indicators without information, it's incomplete. But no, just the opposite. It is a good point to start creating new things or investigating in that way if you need more information, for example. Then I would say there is a free part of the report card. So then the report card leaders and also the different teams around the world, they can create the report card in different size or with different pictures, or they have freedom just to create the report card. And this is a process that provides creativeness also. And you can see all the report cards and all of them are different. But if you go inside, you have the indicators, you have the grades, and which is the comparison we want to have, right? And finally, just to mention that also along the different initiatives, also the initials, sorry. So we have moved or changed the indicators as well, and we have improved it, as well as the methodology. The methodology, it has not been so difficult, so different in the editions, because it is not possible just to create a more objective one, I would say. It is the best we have at the moment.
Yeah, so good replies. So you said that there is self-report and there is device-based reporting. Could you explain how is it harmonized? So for example, if we take, for example, overall physical activity, how do you do it with self-report? Is there a certain questionnaire, or can you use different questionnaires that are kind of general for physical activity measurements? And then about device-based, also there's different ways with the device-based. There's different location for an accelerometer, for example. So could you tell how are these harmonized and how many countries, for example, just an idea that how many are reporting, for example, device-based, and how many are self-reports?
Yeah, well, you know, allow countries to use the best available data they have. So we cannot do it mandatory. So the use of device-based data in some countries, it is somehow difficult, or the representativeness of the sample. So then we have a rationale. It is the grade and plus a rationale where we explain for every indicator where the data came from, or any issue limitation we need to report or to knowledge. And well, it is difficult just to have the same data. This is a gap we have identified along these editions. Then we are working right now in creating a a new questionnaire trying to avoid some problems or address some issues we had also the self-report had in the past. And respecting the base, it would be ideal, but right now it would be, it is really difficult in some countries to have representative samples with the base.
Yeah, I understand. And maybe you said that it can be also incomplete. How do you, is there some kind of threshold, for example, that if you have, let's give an example, you have 1 million people, how many percentage need to do, for example, the self-report, or how many need to do the device-based? Is there some threshold that you consider it incomplete, or is it up to countries consider that whether it's enough? And also there's large countries which might be very different, like the north of country might be very different from climate than the south, for example. How much do you need kind of geographical covering of the country to be not incomplete?
Yeah, well, this is something that the expert group, so every country needs to create an expert group. They can also create a working group to collect the information. And the expert group needs to discuss about the threshold and all the things, following, of course, the guiding rubric and the instructions. And they can ask also the Global Alliance for that as well. And as they need to report a rationale explaining where the data came from, or any issue or whatever, and we have the specific information. We have, in addition to the grade, also the rationale, and we have a methodology like peer reviews. So we use experts. Most of us belonging to the board of directors of the alliance of the organization, and then in pairs, we review these grades when they are already sent to the coordinating center. And there we ask, for example, okay, you put here incomplete, but you have at least information of adolescents. What do you prefer? Just to incomplete or acknowledge that you have only adolescent data, for example? It is difficult because it is not, in general, it is not unharmonized the way of collecting data in the world, at least so far.
Yeah, sounds good. And of course, it doesn't need to be perfect to be useful. So it can be very valuable even if it's not perfect, or even like, yeah. And I'm looking now the activehealthkids.org page, and I'm looking the global matrix, and I see the different countries here, and I can organize them, for example, for overall physical activity. And I see that only two countries have got A-, then it's maybe six countries B-, then it goes C. If I look organized sport and physical activity, there's only one country getting A. For active play, there's no country having A. Active transport, there is two countries having A-, surprisingly Japan, I wouldn't have guessed. And then for sedentary behavior, for example, you don't have any countries for A. What do you make of these numbers? Well, what do you think about these values, what I kind of said?
Well, we have a problem, and we know the problem. We need to follow the information and how it progresses along different editions. Actually, we published a scientific article analyzing the progress along the four editions. And for example, something relevant, a key point, we have seen that although countries, especially northern countries, have made efforts to create better solutions, programs, and etc., so then we can see and you continue with this analysis, you will see, for example, the school indicator with a lot of countries with a high grade. So this means good implementation of physical education at schools. Or also we can see some countries implementing or having policies or programs or budget for activities for children and adolescents, but behavior go down. So less countries have high grades. So it is a shift which is normal in our especially developed countries, because ways of entertainment are moving or switching to the market and so on. So therefore, we have also low countries with a good grade in sedentary behavior, for example. So we don't have information, I would say, in general, or about physical fitness. So low number of countries reporting a grade in physical fitness, for example, which is a marker of health in the present. So I mean, during the childhood or adolescence, but also for the future life. Yeah. So we have this general analysis, we could say, but solutions are at local, local national level. So it's only the possibility to change some behaviors through regulation or creating programs or whatever. So then the governments must in that way. And I would say collaboration between academic and government will be one of the main solutions.
Thanks for joining us this week on Physical Activity Researcher Podcast. If you like the show, make sure you never miss an episode by subscribing or following the show on Twitter. This podcast is made possible by listeners like you. Thank you for your support. If you found value in the show, we would really appreciate a rating on Apple Podcasts or whichever app you're using. Or if you would, in a real old school way, simply tell a friend about the show. It would be a great help for us. We have a fantastic lineup of guests for forthcoming episodes, so be sure to tune in. Thank you all for your support and have a great day.